As of Wednesday evening, the presidential victor for the battleground state of North Carolina was still unclear, as at least 117,000 of the state's absentee ballots were unaccounted for. Across North Carolina, mail-in ballots can be received until November 12th, as long as they were postmarked by Election Day. Provisional and absentee ballots received from now until November 12th will not be counted until the final day, according to the State Board of Elections on Wednesday. Despite these outstanding ballots, and no winner officially called, President Trump declared victory early Wednesday, stating, "We've clearly won North Carolina, and they can't catch us." Judith Kelly is Dean of the Sanford School of Public Policy at Duke and a senior fellow with the Kenan Institute of Ethics. Her areas of research include human rights, democracy, and international election observation. Kelly said several behaviors stemming from the current administration, including claiming premature victory in an election, should be enough reason for alarm in a mature democracy.
Leaving aside what's happened just in the last 4 years in terms of norms that have been broken, if we just look at elections and how mature democracies are expected to conduct themselves, we've had a number of things that are unusual for mature democracies and that election monitors normally would be concerned about and have been concerned about. For example, undermining confidence in the election by claiming that it will be rigged before the election, the polling has even started. Hinting at the need to delay an election, suggesting that one might stay in office beyond the constitutionally allowed period, showing misinformation about what the normal election process is, claiming victory prematurely.
Despite these presidential claims, the State Board of Elections said there is nothing new or unusual about prolonged vote counts. In 2008, it took 2 weeks for Missouri to be called for John McCain. In 2012, it took 4 days for Florida to be called for Barack Obama. Americans are accustomed to knowing who won the presidency on election night because news organizations project winners based on partial counts, not because the entire count is completed that quickly. Because so many people voted by mail this year in response to the coronavirus pandemic, it's taking longer in some states to make accurate projections. As votes continue to trickle in and the future of the presidency hinges on the neck-and-neck battle to reach 270 Electoral College votes, Kelly said it may be time for a renovation of American democracy.
United States has been one of the oldest established democracies in the world. And that also means that we made the rules a long time ago. And a lot of modern democracies have leapfrogged over us, and they have rules and procedures in place that are more impartial and systems that are better at ensuring that the electoral process represents the will of the voters.
Kelly said the Electoral College was initially designed to protect the public and the sanctity of its vote, but she said that's no longer what it does today. Quirks of the Electoral College system were exposed in 2016, when Donald Trump secured the presidency with an Electoral College majority, even as Hillary Clinton took a narrow lead in the popular vote.
We are headed towards a situation potentially, right, where for the third time in 6 elections, the winner of the presidency might be winning through the Electoral College rather than through the popular vote. Now, that is very bizarre for a mature democracy.
In the beginning, when America was poised to take its first democratic steps, several ideas were offered up in regards to how to elect the nation's commander-in-chief. At the Philadelphia Convention, Pennsylvanian James Wilson proposed a direct national election of the president. However, Virginian James Madison said such a system would prove unacceptable to the South. Simply speaking, if America had chosen a direct popular vote electoral system, the North would outnumber the South, as 500,000 of its slaves couldn't vote. The Electoral College instead let each Southern state count its slaves, albeit with a 2/5 compromise when computing its share of the overall count. Kelly said, "This way of running an electoral system is extremely outdated."
This is a national level election in a direct democracy. Normally, you would expect the citizens, every single vote, to count equally. And that is simply not the case. The ballot that you went and cast last night or yesterday or in an early election or an absentee ballot is not a vote that will be directly tallied for or against who wins the White House in a direct manner. And that is really unusual. I think that no matter who wins, the loser is clear. It is American democracy that has lost in this electoral period.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.